because the people wouldn't believe, they wouldn't receive. Because they wouldn't believe and they wouldn't receive, they wouldn't hear what he had to say, they rejected what it is he had to say. And as a result, even though it's his will for you to walk in abundance, it's his will for you to have great life, it's his will for you to have abundance life, you will never see it, not because it's not his will, but because you have to make a decision to believe it. He goes on to say this. He says this, when we was talking about this last week, how because you have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, the GPS, the God positioning system on the inside of you, you can know God's wills. You know, a lot of times people say, you know, say this 2 Corinthians 2:9, where it says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Another way of saying that, those who walk in reverential worship and awe and honor and highly esteem him and fear him and hold tight to his word. They receive his word and they act out on it. They receive the word and they act out on it. He says, but even if, he says, it may not have entered your heart. He says, but the God, talking about God, has revealed them. Revealed what? The purposes, the plans, the pursuits, the great things he has prepared for those who love him. How did he reveal them? Through the Holy Spirit. How could he do that? For the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit, searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.